a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. Then Barnabas took charge of him and brought him to the apostles, and he reported to them how he had seen the Lord, that he had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. He moved about freely with them in Jerusalem and spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord. He also spoke and debated with the Hellenists, but they tried to kill him. And when the brothers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him on his way to Tarsus. The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. It was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord. And with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Now, this is how we shall know that we belong to the truth and reassure our hearts before him in whatever our hearts condemn, for God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God and receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And his commandment is this: we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him, and he in them. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit he gave us. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me, as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. So my childhood home had a beautiful yard with tons of trees all around. And I remember spending countless beautiful spring days and some sweltering hot summer days out there in the yard working with my family. And sometimes we'd be out there mulching together, sometimes we'd be weeding. But my favorite thing to do, by far, was trimming. Let me just say that there's just something like really manly and deeply satisfying about hacking off tree branches. I mean, really, it's just awesome. I just loved pulling out those clippers and going to town on all of those trees and shrubs around the house. And I was actually pretty good at it. My dad, more or less anyways, gave me free rein to do whatever I thought needed to be done to those trees. But there was this one time when I went a little overboard. There was this one crabapple tree that I thought needed some trimming, that needed to be cleaned up a little bit. And let's just say that, well, I gave that poor crabapple tree a buzz cut. I had gotten pretty arrogant, a little too self-confident. I was brash and presumptuous as I hacked away at all of those branches. I had overestimated my own judgment and skill, and I ended up just trimming away way too much on that poor tree. And there was just no fixing it after I had already done that. No magical edit undo or control Z button to press. And it honestly took several years before that tree was remotely presentable again. But then again, as I remember my dad getting angry when he got home and all this stuff, I look back and I'm actually pretty happy that that happened. Because I learned a valuable lesson in humility that day, one that I'm still learning. But I learned that day that I didn't always know what branches to keep and what branches to cut off. In our gospel today, Jesus says those famous words to us, "I am the vine, and you are the branches." It's an image of the kind of intimacy and interconnectedness the church really, truly shares in Jesus, her head. We are so united with him and with one another as we come to this altar to receive his body and blood, soul and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. We're so united with him and with one another that we really become a single living organism. But I wonder if my experience with that crabapple tree sometimes describes our experience and our attitude with the church in general. We look around at all of our fellow branches, and we might decide rather rashly, well, that branch doesn't belong here. That branch needs to be cut off, or at least cut back. It's wild. It's unruly. So often we look at people as obstacles, as problems, as projects to solve, rather than living branches to tend and to cultivate and to help bear fruit. And so just like I once did, we sometimes break out those clippers and we start hacking off branches left and right. And before long, we start hacking off branches that are really important. We might even end up giving the Church of Jesus Christ a buzz cut. We see this already happening in the early church. Look at Saul's experience from our first reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. We hear there that when Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. In other words, they did not believe that he should really be a branch on the vine. They were suspicious. And kind of understandably so. Here was a man who, until just recently, had been persecuting the truth, the church, relentlessly. He'd been taking Christians captive, men, women, and children alike. Here was a murderer and a villain. It was not until Barnabas took charge of him and brought him to the apostles and explained to them that Paul had seen the Lord and spoken to him. It was only then that the church finally realized, this man has had an incredible conversion experience, and he is a real live branch now. He actually belongs with us. In fact, he's part of us. Thank God Paul was welcomed in. Thank God this great preacher, this firebrand, this holy apostle was not cut off. The Lord in his providence did not let that happen. But I wonder how many branches we would hack off if it was totally up to us, if it was left to our own imperfect and very short-sighted understanding. I'm reminded here of Gandalf's words in The Fellowship of the Ring. I like to quote Lord of the Rings, as you might know. It's like, Frodo's like, it's a pity Bilbo didn't kill him when he had the chance. And Gandalf says, well, like, we don't know all ends, right? Do not be too eager to deal out death and judgment. Do not be too eager to hack off those branches. And thankfully, as Jesus himself says in our gospel today, it actually isn't up to us to deal that out. Jesus says himself, my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. And every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. That is an immensely important point that Jesus is making. My Father is the vine grower. The Father, not us, is the one who ultimately trims and prunes this vine, which is the one true church, the body of Christ. Everything depends on God, not us. And that is freeing. That's liberating. We can simply focus on abiding in the vine, exhorting others to live out the commandments and pursue God's glory, of course, but it's not up to us to chop them off. He knows how desperately we need the vine. And so God is patient with us. He's tender towards us. He desires us to bear much fruit, and he is willing to do whatever it takes for the branches to stay connected to the vine. He demands fruit from us, yes, but he also doesn't just hack off branches rashly or presumptuously. He gives us time. It's so easy for us to forget that, though. So often we assume that it's up to us and our skills and our abilities and our judgments, our talents, to create our lives, to fix the world, to fix the church, to make everything we do fruitful, to achieve and to succeed, to be perfect. But that is precisely where we run into trouble. Whenever we try to do all of the trimming on our own, when we leave God out of our life projects and plans and attempt to do it on our own steam, well, then when we do that, we only make a mess of things. St. Vincent de Paul once said as much to his priests. He says, believe me, we will never be any use in doing God's work until we become thoroughly convinced that of ourselves, we are better fitted to ruin everything than to make success of it. Unless we come to believe that unless we turn to God and rely on him and stay connected to the vine, we will make a mess. And those are very wise words from St. Vincent de Paul. And almost every single saint of our tradition begins their teaching on growing in the spiritual life with just such an instruction. Saints like St. Augustine, St. Teresa of Avila, St. John of the Cross, St. Francis de Sales, St. John Vianney, they all start with that same basic thing. Distrust of self. Distrust of self. That's what I was lacking when I destroyed that poor crabapple tree. And truth be told, distrust of self is a hard pill to swallow for us today. It flies in the face of what the world is constantly pounding into us day in and day out. We hear things like, oh, just follow your heart, do what feels right, go with your gut, trust your instincts, believe in yourself. To all of those ideas, those concepts, the Catholic spiritual tradition says emphatically, beware. Beware. Why? Because the Catholic Church wants to control you or oppress you? No. Rather, instead, It's because the Catholic Church is realistic and understands the human heart. If it was left up to us and our hearts and our feelings and our inclinations, we'd be liable to hack off all of the most important branches of our faith. Ultimately, we would try trimming off God himself. But the vine, we are part of that vine. We are dependent on God, whether we like it or not. And when we finally come to have that healthy distrust of self, well, then we can hear Jesus' words and find joy and freedom in them. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Without me, without my grace, you can do nothing. Nothing. We need him for everything. Every decision, every choice, every plan, every idea, every good work, every blessing. This verse is so central. In fact, I had it engraved on the bottom ring of my chalice. Sine me nihil potestis facere. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I'm not just an individual that gets to decide which way my life goes. On my own, I have no power at all, no authority at all, no strength, no life at all. Apart from Jesus, I'm like a branch that is cut off from the vine. I wither and I die. And the same is true for you all. That's what it means to be a part of the vine, to be a branch. We are a part of one another. And apart from him, and apart from a real ongoing interior life, a life of prayer and intimacy with the Lord who loves us, we will only be spinning our wheels. We'll be worn out. We'll be tired. We'll feel like we've tried everything. We'll hack off branches here and there. We'll work ourselves to utter exhaustion, but it will all be fruitless. The bottom line will always be this: all our work must begin and end in God. Jesus is the source. We are only the channels. He is the vine. We are only the branches. So remain in him and trust that the Father is going to do all the trimming necessary.